separation and meeting in prem. The internal symptom of devotion at the stage of perfection, sadhya bhakti, is worship of Sri Krishna in a mood of separation.
Yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename.
O Sakhi, in separation from Govinda, even a moment seems like a millennium. Tears begin to shower from my eyes like torrents of rain from the clouds, and this entire world seems void. The sentiments of Sri Radha in separation.
Ayi dina dayar dranathe Mathura nata kadava loksyase Hridayam twadaloka kataram Dayita brahmyati kim karomyaham.
O you whose heart is most merciful to the wretched, O Master, O Lord of Mathura, when will I have your darshan? O Lord of my life, because I cannot see you, my heart has become agitated. What shall I do now? In extreme separation, Srimati Radhika calls upon Krishna.
He Deva, He Daita, He Bhuvanaika Bandho, He Krishna, He Chapala, He Karunaika Sindho. He Nata, He Ramana, He Nayanabhirama, Ha Ha Kadanubhavita Sipadam Drishorme.
O Lord, O dearest one, O only friend of the three worlds, O Krishna, O restless one, O only ocean of compassion, O Deva, O lover, Ramana, O you who delight the eyes, when will you again be visible to my eyes? When will I receive your darshan? Sri Radhika is lamenting in separation from Krishna.
Hanata Ramana Preshtha Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Tasyaste Kripanayame Sake Darshaya Sannidhim.
O Master, my lover, O dearest, where are you? Where are you? Please, O mighty armed one, O friend, show yourself to me, your maidservant, who is very much aggrieved by your absence. The gopis' intense longing to receive Sri Krishna in their own home, Vrindavan.
Ahushchate nalinanabhapadaravindam Yogeshwarair hridi vichintyamagadhabodhai Saṃsārakūpapatito taranabalambam Geham juṣāmapi manas yudiyāt sadāna.
At the meeting in Kurukshetra, Srimati Radhika and the prominent Sakhis said, O Kamalanabha, you whose navel is like a lotus, great yogis who possess profound intelligence meditate upon your lotus feet in their hearts. Your lotus feet are the only means of escape for those who have fallen into the well of material existence. O Lord, please give us the benediction that even when we perform household work, your lotus feet shall always reside in our hearts, and we shall never forget them, even for a moment. Krishna speaks the following words to give the gopis consolation.
Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate Dishtyayad asin matsneho
भवति नाम मदापनः.
Sakhis, it is greatly fortunate that you have developed prema for me, which is the only way to attain me. Loving devotional service unto me qualifies living entities to attain my supremely blissful eternal abode. As Mahaprabhu was ecstatically dancing at the Ratha Yatra, he was singing in Radhika's mood of separation.
Seto parananata painu jaha lagi madana dahane jhuri genu.
Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in whose absence I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. Will you please place your lotus feet in Vrindavan, which is my heart?
Anyera hridayaman moraman Vrindavan mane vane ekakari jani taha tomar padadvay karaho jadi uday tave tomar purna kripa mani.
Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radhika, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "For most people, the mind and heart are one, but because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy." As my devotees surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly.
Ye yata mang prapadyante tangstateva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushya parta sarvashah.
In whatever way my devotees surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pratā. However, the prema of the gopis is so exalted that Krishna is unable to keep his promise.
Na pārayeham niravadya samyujam svasadhu krityam vibhudhāyuṣāpiva yāma bhajandur jayageha śrīṅkhalā samvriṣya tadva pratiyātu sādhunā.
When the gopis were overwhelmed with dissatisfaction due to Sri Krishna's absence from the Rasalila, Krishna returned to them and told them, "My dear gopis, our meeting is certainly free of all material contamination. I must admit that in many lives it would be impossible for me to repay my debt to you, because you have cut off the shackles of family life, which are so difficult to break, just to search for me. Consequently, I am unable to repay you. Therefore, please be satisfied with your saintly activities in this regard." Gopi Gita, the Gopi's Song of Separation.
Jayati te dhikam janmana braja shrayata indira shashvaratrahi daita drishyata dikshutavaka tvayi dritashavas tvang vichinvate.
The gopi said, "O beloved, your birth in the land of Raj has made it exceedingly glorious, and thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, who are yours, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, So please show yourself to us.
Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham shravana mangala śrīmadātata bhūvi grinanti ye bhūridājana.
O Krishna, just hearing the nectar of your words and the narrations of your pastimes gives life to us who are always suffering in this material world. These narrations, coming from the lips of your pure devotees, eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow the ultimate benediction of Krishna Prema upon whoever hears them with faith. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual beauty and opulence. Certainly, those who distribute this nectar are the most munificent, most compassionate souls. The gopis express their supreme love for Krishna.
Yate sujata charanam buruham staneshu bhita shanai priyadadhi mahikarkasheshu tenatavim atasitad yatatena kim svit kurpadibhir brahmatidhir bhavadayushamna.
The gopi said, "A fear has arisen in our minds that your very soft lotus feet may be pained by being placed on our hard breasts. How much more so when you roam in the forest where your feet may be cut by sharp pebbles? Our minds are agitated by such thoughts, as if tormented by a stinging scorpion, because you are our very life." Steadiness in perfection is described in the last verse of Shikshashtaka.
Ashlishyava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yata tatava vidadhatulam pato mat prananatas tusa eva naparaha.
Let that debachi, Krishna, tightly embrace this maidservant who is devoted to serving him and thus delight me, or let him trample me under his feet or break my heart by not giving me his darshan. He may do whatever he desires. Even if he sports with his other beloveds directly in front of me, he is still my prananath, my life and soul. In my heart, there is none other than him.